the Pacific of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily podcast is entitled Fired Up, and welcome to another edition of The Breakaway featuring National Hockey League player, former National Hockey League player and Maple Leaf, Nathan Parrott. All right, here's the recap of Game 5 between the Leafs and Boston Bruins. Nathan, last time we were talking Thursday night, you said the Maple Leafs, if they have to win this game, will have to score 5 goals. Well, they scored 4. They won it. They're bringing it back to Air Canada Center for Game 6 on Monday, 4-3. But Nathan, now let me ask you this. 4-1, midway through the second period. 5 years ago, in 2013, the Maple Leafs, midway through the third period, Game 7, they were up 4-1. Best player that game was Kadri. Best player this game, probably Hyman, Johansson, and Kadri, along with Anderson. But a little nail-biter when they made a 4-2 and 4-3, were you like, oh my gosh, it can't happen again?
Yeah, I thought they would get the empty netter. That's why I said 5 goals, right?
Yeah.
So you didn't get the empty net goal. But, yeah, what a roller coaster ride that second period was, for sure. But in the first period, Anderson was standing on his head, right? Like, but they got a couple good chances. They scored early. They got on Tukaras. They got in his confidence. Now, he's going to come back. He'll start game 6 for sure, right? That's, you know, no doubt about that. He'll be ready to play. So, come, you know, game 6, they're going to have to come the same intensity. But, Anderson, I'll give him credit for that first period coming up with 2-0, because it was close game, even though they got 2 goals. The second period, what a roller coaster ride, up the momentum shifts. It was like, that was a fun game of hockey to watch right there. It was intense. It was good. It was back and forth. Obviously, I'm cheering for the Leafs every time Boston scored. I was like, oh, no. But the refereeing, oh, my goodness.
That's my next question.
Toronto beat the Boston Bruins and the referees today. Good for them. They'd be playing good teams.
I think the shots were 46-21, and they were, Boston was like 1-for-8 with like 16 shots or 18 shots on goal. Like, have you ever seen refereeing, like, the only time, and I'm going to be honest.
I've seen it.
Yeah, I know you've seen it, but the refereeing was reminiscent about 2 years ago in basketball when the Raptors were playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. The refereeing really horrible tonight. The refereeing really like soft, like ice cream, soft calls like crazy. And there's no calls on Boston. Like if you would have seen, they called a couple on a play. They called Zaitsev on a penalty, or the what's his name, Marner went off, and then Zaitsev went off. But if you could look at it at Twitter, you could look at it. Don Cherry made a point. Brad Marchand, who you love, came and Marner was on the ground and he punched him. He sucker punched him and Marner got the penalty. I'm like, what are they going to do? And the refereeing, like, forget about the penalties. They couldn't control the game. There were stalls, like walls there when the face-off circles for a minute, for about a minute and a half. The refereeing was horrible tonight. What are your thoughts?
I think every person who's ever watched NHL hockey knows about Brad Marchand and what a dirty type of player. Yeah, you'd love to play with him, but if you're not playing with him, you want to hurt him, right? But you watch the highlights. Like, these referees must just not read any newspapers, not watch hockey at all other than the game they're watching, because they're missing how could you not watch this guy a little bit closer? He is, like, he's sneaky. I'll give him, he's really good at his craft. He knows how to draw guys in. But, man, like, he got to hold him accountable at some point. If he was playing for Toronto right now, you'd love him, because he's so good at it, but he just gets away with it continuously. And, you think the refs would have a clue that this guy's probably going to do something a little bit dirty once in a while. Like, every shift he's on the ice, he's doing something dirty, right? But I don't know. I don't get it. Referees, they're human. They make mistakes. But, you're refereeing in the National Hockey League. There's got to be some kind of, you know, let the players decide the game there. And, you know, good on the Leafs. They stepped up. The PK on that 5-on-3 was really good. You know, like, you know, they did give up the one goal, but it was, the Leafs played really good tonight. I actually thought, you know, I mean, I haven't been a big fan of Leafs defense this series, but I thought they were, the defensemen were a lot better tonight than they had been in the previous game. So, you know, good on them. But, you know, obviously Anderson, he stood on his head again. Oh, my goodness, he played really well. You know, going into Game 6, they can't give up that many shots. They just can't do it. If they do, they'll get the golf clubs out. If they can switch that around, those stats, they'll have a good chance of taking it to Game 7.
So now let me ask you this. As a former, you know, grinder and fighter or whatever, when I look at the Maple Leafs, they got skills. They, you know, I got to say this, Johansson or Johnson was really, really good addition with the Kadri coming back after the suspension. But when I look at the Maple Leafs throughout the season and series, when is somebody going to be in there to check? You were a grinder. You were a fighter. Your job was
to
go.
I really thought they were checking a little bit more tonight than they normally do, though. Like, they're not a physical team, and I get that, but you don't always have to have bone-crushing hits. You just gotta touch the guy. You gotta take physical control of the situation. Right?
When you look at Boston, go finishing checks and all that, and Maple Leafs, they're paying a guy to sit in the press box here, and Matt Martin. I know they want to go with physicality and speed and skill and all that, but you have a guy, and let's say Matt Martin, you should dress him because you're not dressing Komarov. Dress him, play him 5-10 minutes, but at least go out there and nail Chara, nail some guys there, because they're taking liberties, and the referee are not calling on Mitch Marner, on Matthews, you know, Hyman, for everything Hyman is. He drills and gets drilled 100 times a night. And that's going to take a toll, even if the Maple Leafs get through the first round and go to, now we could say, plays Tampa throughout New Jersey today.
Yeah, they won that game, yeah.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. They do need to have some, hold the other team accountable. But, you know, again, the refs aren't calling a lot of those calls. But the players, they need to stand up and get back, and, you know, it's hockey. Guy hits you, you got to hit him back, right? You got to be a man and go run guys. And I just don't know if it's in the makeup where you say, you know, Matt Martin can do it. You know, if you give him, you know, 5 minutes a game to go out there, if he got some guys that aren't going to do it for him, that's probably, are they going to do that in Game 6? I don't see it happening, to tell you the truth. I don't, because they're probably not going to change the lineup much. You got to win tonight. They were holding on by the skin of their teeth, I'll tell you, though. Boston is a good team, but Toronto was just a little bit better tonight. They needed all those goals for sure, and they, you know, they got the win, so good on them. But
and Kadri was tremendous tonight. You got to admit that.
Oh, that pass was amazing. Yeah. He was. He probably, you know, I mean, that little motivated jump and
He's the only guy who it looks like was finishing checks. Was there, and he got a check again on somebody there. He really drilled them. So kudos, a big. You know what I gotta say?
Probably get suspended again.
And that's exactly right. Frederik Andersen. What can we say about him? He saved the Maple Leafs, but it was a total team effort. Nathan will be back here Monday to preview the game and review the game. Nathan, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you social media lines.
Oh, you're still remembering this, eh? I got hit the head
too many times. It's Nathan Parrot 1 on Twitter and Parrot Nathan on Instagram. So since I'm your agent, I'll say it. Nathan Parrot 1 on Twitter and Parrot Nathan on Instagram. And Nathan, we'll be back here Monday to preview Game 6 and Monday night to review. Are you going to the game, Game 6?
No, I'm actually working. I got to work Monday night. So
all right. So, you know,
I'm trying best to watch it from my phone at work, but they may get mad at me if I do that. So I got to – I'll be watching the highlights probably, though. But I'll be watching as much as I can. You know, you never know. I get firefighter, right? If there's a call, I gotta respond. So, you know, hopefully I get to watch the whole game. But anyway.
All right. Don't forget, former National Hockey League player and former Maple Leaf, Nathan Parrott, is throughout the Leaf playoff run here. And once again, he'll be back Monday in the daytime to preview Game 6 and Monday night to recap Game 6. Hopefully, a big victory. Imagine if we're going to go seventh game. The Maple Leafs were down. But imagine, in all honesty, the Maple Leafs should win Game 6. Let's put it that way. But we'll talk about that very, very soon on Monday.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Nathan.
Thank you. We need those fans out there cheering them on. Get that
up. Yeah, Air Canada Centre should be rocking
yes.
on Monday. And for the people who are outside at Maple Leaf Square, Monday looks like it's going to be 17 degrees. So go out there and have a great, great time. Monday, the Leafs need you, and hopefully the Maple Leafs will come off with a big, big victory. Thanks a lot, Nathan.
Yeah, thank you. Hey.